T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. Savage and Hurdle getting through a Tuesday. Chad Chambers producing. Savage, is Big Booty really your kryptonite?
I'll tell you what, it's close to it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
How about you?
Good. I just wanted to make sure that we had truth in reporting.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've caught you looking. I know you look.
Oh my God. Well, Sarah, please don't be creeping on me like that.
Yeah, well.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? It's been a eventful, 24 hours, 22 hours since we've been on the air. You know, with everything going on today in college football and the Olympics and the crazy numbers that we're seeing in the NBA. I mean, Bruce, you can pick your poison for today's show. We have topics galore. It's just amazing to me. Here we are in the middle of, the beginning of August, and everything going on that's going on is just amazing to me. We're seeing things that in the course of our lifetime in sports we've never seen before.
Yeah, which is interesting.
It is.
There's no question that the news cycle is humming.
Yes.
And usually this time of the year, it's not so much. It probably signals more of a 24-hour-a-day, 365-day-of-the-year cycle, which everything seems to be like that now. My God, the pace of life has... think about it in our lifetime, Paul, about how much life has quickened. The pace of life has quickened. And even though we have all of these great advantages of technology, which are wonderful, what it does is basically string us out more because it allows us to do so much more in the time that we have that somehow we end up using more of the time that we have because we can get seemingly more done faster. But all it makes us do is try to do more. Am I making any sense?
You are. I'm going to relay it to my last vacation, my little trip to Colorado a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I took my iPhone, I took my iPad. You know, that's a big mistake. You know, if I'm going
to
go on...
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Right.
I'm just telling you, because what's the difference of sitting in a chair out on a deck with the mountains in the foreground and you're looking at your phone? I mean, come on.
Yes.
What is wrong with me?
Well, that's kind of how we are as a culture anyway. We're so tied to our phones. And I don't even lament it. I just make it as a statement of fact. I'm really trying to wean myself off of it. I've got my Fitbit now.
But
here's why. Here's how it works.
Okay.
I have everything connected now to my Fitbit. Okay? Like some people have Apple Watches. I didn't want to go with the Apple Watch or whatever. I just decided to go with a high-level Fitbit that connects into your texts. So I can get texts. I don't get emails on it purposely, because I don't want to look at my emails.
Right.
But I do get text. So, and there are very few people that have my number. You know, I mean, very few people that can reach me or that I care to talk to. You know what I mean?
I know.
So they can get in touch with me family, close group of friends, some colleagues and stuff like that. They know how to get in touch with me. And I can look at those nicely, but I don't have to have my phone with me every moment of the day. Because I'm usually doing things that if I'm looking on my phone, all I'm doing is taking away from the stuff that I'm doing anyway. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, yeah, I've got all this information at my fingertips, but you've still got to get it to it in your fingertips.
Uh-huh.
And it takes away from concentrating on what you're trying to do, which in my case is usually build stories and things of that nature. And I'm going to say this to you right now. If you don't have to be connected all the time, not having to be connected to your phone is kind of a freeing experience. I'm just not going to lie. It just really is.
Well, you've experienced that now, correct? I mean,
yes,
you're in the process of it.
Now, is my phone within 5 feet of me right now? Yes, it is. It's within 5 feet of me. So, to say that I've made complete and total separation.
Right.
But there are a lot of times now that I go out of the house without my phone.
Well.
If I'm going out to walk the dog, or if I'm going out to get a little run in, or if I'm going out to exercise, or whatever the case may be. I just leave it.
I don't worry about it. Maybe I need to start doing that a little bit. You know something? It's not a bad idea to give it a shot. I don't need to check scores, at 10 at night, not constantly. Yeah. Why do I need to do that? I'm not sure I do, is my point. I'm kind of having a revelation. Listen, Dr. Hurdle, I want
to because it speaks to all of us, Paul.
Yeah,
because it
does.
Speaks to all of us.
Yeah.
Immediacy. We can all relate to the need to know things immediately. And I understand the desire to know things immediately. But what does it really change? Unless it has to do with, excuse me, our work.
Right.
Right?
Right. No, that's
Really, what does it change? I mean, it's not, I mean, I enjoy the convenience of it, but I don't know how, I don't need to know that the Red Sox won or lost the second the last pitch is done with. If I'm really that interested in it, chances are I've paid enough attention to the game during the game that I don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Ironically.
I just don't want my head whipping every right. time that something jingles on my phone. It drives me nuts.
The irony of the whole situation is there was a huge part of your life because of our age and the fact when phones became prominent and, really useful and really good. There was a time where you didn't know if the Red Sox won until the box score in the newspaper the next day. That was a huge chunk of your life, I'm sure. That's when you found out.
The early part of my life.
Was your life any worse then?
Yeah.
Was your life better or worse?
No.
Really, I'm not saying it was better or worse. I'm just saying it was different in a good way, I'm sure, in a lot of ways.
Well, it slowed.
Yeah.
Yes, the pace of life was probably more healthy then. Now, I'm not going to deny having all of that knowledge at your fingertips, that's nice.
Yes,
it's good. I understand that, but the lack of interpersonal relationships because of the phone, because of your relationship with your phone, is irritating,
mm-hmm.
and it's distracting, and it's not fulfilling. The art of conversation is, I'm not going to say it's a dying art because you'll always have need for conversation and relating to other people. But, it's crazy.
It is.
Just to see people can, I mean, and that's it. I mean, it's them and their phone, Hey, can you do this? Okay, fine. We had one sentence of conversation. Now it's back to the phone.
Right. Well, I confess, I'm there. That's sort of me. I mean, look at the last week, with regards to our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a bit anal on this Big 12 stuff, and there's been many a time an article hits ESPN or CBS Sports, and I send it to you. You don't need it. You don't need that until maybe that evening when we
Okay, but it's kind of our way. It's kind of our way to check with each other.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess, but I mean, you know, I need to be more courteous to you on that kind. You don't need that stuff. You've got things going on in your life, just like I do. You know, I'm just.
Well, here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
But here's what I would say. And this is, to me, telling, because I think people generally react this way. When they start talking about a vacation, for instance, what inevitably is that I can hardly wait to just go and decompress, put my phone away. I mean, inevitably, there's some form of disconnect from the connections that we don't even think about now. We're so connected, we don't even think about it. But we recognize it. I mean, you hear people say it, you know, I mean, I just don't want to have to answer my emails and I don't, because it's connectivity. In my line of work, I've got to be available for people when those people that want me to be available need me.
Right. Well, that's your job.
But it's annoying, isn't it?
Well, I mean, jobs can be annoying.
I mean, I've got deadlines.
Yeah.
Paul, I've got deadlines.
I know you do.
I've got deadlines. You've got deadlines.
Right.
We know when those deadlines are. That much hasn't changed in life. People that are listening right now understand deadlines because most of the people are working, providing, responsible people that are out making things happen. We all understand deadlines. But I don't need to talk to five producers in a day. Do you think that that's going to help me with getting my stuff done?
Well, not at this.
I don't need to talk with five different producers. Like, what, you know, what are you doing? You know, because nobody's paying attention to what they just need to leave me alone and let me do my stuff. I've never missed a deadline in my life as it relates to this. Plenty of other deadlines personally, probably, but not as it relates to my responsibilities in television, radio generally, and other things in media. You'll have a package. You'll have your story. It's fine. We don't have to talk or communicate or text five times before I end up providing the story. Nothing that you text me is going to change the way that I tell the story.
There you go.
Right?
I think so.
That's,
I know you well enough to know that that is the case, yes.
That's the way it is.
That is the way
it is. And that's the way it is. But we've just become so accustomed that everyone accepts it. And it's like, no, it doesn't need to be this way. Mm. Anyway, I digress. I know that Sarah laughs at me all the time and says, you know, you just sound grumpier and grumpier on the radio. Grumpier and grumpier.
Well,
and I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm not trying to sound grumpy. And I'm not really grumpy. I get it. I understand it. I just would like to achieve a better balance. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
a little better balance in my life.
Yes.
That's all.
Well, and I'm so, with you on it. You want to know something? I think 99% of the people that are
listening. I think they are.
That have listened to the first opening of this show, which has not really been about sports, but it's been about life in general, which we need every once in a while, are probably nodding their head in agreement. I can't hardly imagine anybody
right.
that would be saying, you two are crazy. I need my cell phone. Are you kidding me?
I need my pace, but I need it. It's when you stop to look at the pace of our lives. I mean, I think that the general sense is from people, I don't want to go any faster. I'd like to be able to slow down a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think that that's the prevailing thought from people?
Yes.
It's like, right. I think we all recognize the speed of life and how quickly we're moving from point A to point B every single day. And the desire is always, it would be nice to just slow back down a little bit, have a little time to do this, a little, whatever the case may be. I think everyone relates to that kind of desire, to that kind of goal. But it's hard to do it, man, because once you get on the merry-go-round, it indicates a certain type of pace that you need to keep up. So, anyway, that's the challenge. See, when you and I are getting near the end, not of our, hopefully of our lives, but of our grind. I mean, you'll work the rest of your life.
I will.
Just the way that you are. I probably won't work the rest of my life. I think when I get done at some point, I'll walk away from it and say, okay, that's it. And I'll do things like volunteer. I'll volunteer. I'll help coach or do just things that that can keep me connected with the types of people that I want to be around. And if I can help with whatever experience I've gained over the years, great. If not, then fine. I'm just as happy reading a book because, believe me, I could do that all day long.
Right.
So,
well, that's right.
Anyway.
Well, we've inspired some. Jad Chambers just smashed his telephone over in the corner over there. I mean, I think we're making progress on people right now.
Or people have turned the channel and said, I need a little bit more fast-paced. I need some sports. So let's get to it.
All right.
Real quickly, and we're gonna start the day today with conference realignment because two others have ponied up to the table, Paul, and they're pretty big players, and it's just another thing to pay attention to as we try to figure out our way through this conference realignment thing. I'll ask the question for people to consume, is Bob Bowlsby really the guy that needs to be leading the Big 12 at this particular point? And what exactly is the Big 12 at this point? But we'll get into that in just a moment. Some quick headlines. Olympic update coming. You're not going to be able to get through, because you have a phone, you're not going to be able to get through the day without knowing this until prime time tonight. But in just for common courtesy, we'll give you the warning that we're going to give you a couple of spoilers. So there you go. Turn it if you want and turn right back on. We'll move this quickly. Men's basketball team came from behind after what they were tied, I think, at the half, Paul. And Kevin Durant is really playing with some broad shoulders right now for the U.S. men's team. And they end up winning by 14 over a very game.
Well,
yeah, it wasn't even that close down the stretch.
I watched a lot of that, and it wasn't as close. I mean, yes, no. It had its moments. But there was never a sense that, you know, you were going
never to... Never a doubt from
no,
you?
No, okay, not gotcha. For me, yeah.
Right. And good for you that you watched it. So that was
I watched a lot of it.
That's a Peacock thing, right? Isn't it?
I don't know. I just get
Peacock.
It on Cox is what I get. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. It's there for you. So anyway, the United States men beat Spain and are now taking on either Australia or Argentina in the next round. But they are on into the medal round. And Simone Biles did win bronze in her only individual pursuit, which was the balance beam today. So those are two pretty neat stories that at some point we'll chat about in a little bit more detail. Carson Wentz, meanwhile, in the NFL with an injury and subsequent surgery, could keep him out anywhere from 5 to 12 weeks. Now, Carson Wentz is a little long in the tooth now, and it would be hard for me to imagine him being back for the Colts in 5 weeks, probably somewhere in the middle, but that clearly was one of the headlines from camps yesterday around the National Football League. We'll take a break. When we come back in earnest, we will get to conference realignment and the two powerhouses that have stepped to the table looking for, that's right, membership into the SEC, or at least testing the waters. Paul and I will engage in just a moment. This is Sports Daily on the Sports Station. Chad Chambers produces. We're back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.